This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. So yesterday I went home, and late in the afternoon, one of the crime channels, the Menendez brothers story came on, and I sat there and watched it. That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
And there's a big press conference today. That's why I bring it up. There's a big press conference today. They're thinking that they have evidence that literally, with the change of laws in California, that literally could spring these two guys.
Spring them. Really?
So that's crime talk.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You, when you're leaving the big house, you're being sprung.
They get sprung.
I got all the vocabulary when it comes to that stuff.
I can't remember who it was. It was either Dr. Phil or somebody. I don't know who it was. But they basically said this. Like, look, these guys, these Menendez brothers, they had it all. They had nice cars. They had money to spend, money to blow, Beverly Hills kids. So something must have happened where they knew they could potentially take all that away.
All right, so what is he implying? Something was going to happen with the
dad? Something mentally. No. That the father mentally did something to these boys, and physically.
Oh.
That they were willing to take this risk.
To push them to that point.
Yeah, because they had it all. They had it all in life. They had it all. Why would you take that chance of ruining it?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, why would you?
Because the odds are you're going to get caught.
Right.
And you're going to go away to prison.
Exactly.
For the rest of your life.
But it's worth it.
And you've just given
just
up
to
this.
Get out of hell. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, that was their angle.
I watched this thing yesterday. There's no doubt they did it. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
All right. But the laws in California have changed. Here's where we're at today. This press conference, I don't even know what time it happens, but it's in L.A., so I got to figure it's later on in the day. But these guys, they're in prison for killing their parents, but their defense was that he was molesting them. Okay. And now a new law in California states that the sentencing has to be completely different when there's molestation going on in the household. Okay. That these guys were defending themselves in a way. Yeah, they should serve time, but not for life. And so they've served enough time, and with this new evidence, the new law should be able to spring them from the prison, okay? And that's what this press conference is all about, that they have evidence now that it actually did happen, because some people didn't believe that.
How long have they been in?
Well, it's got to be like, 25, 30 years?
I thought maybe you retained some information from watching the documentary.
What date was you know what, Jamie? You got me on that one.
I hate when I get stumped on a crime show.
Yeah.
35 years ago?
Yeah. 35 years ago.
The other thing is, didn't they, I said this last time and you guys stared at me, I'll say it again. Didn't he also supposedly molest Menudo?
I don't know.
Was it in the crime show?
I don't know. It was not.
My God.
No, it was the only molestation, the molesting that went on in the crime show was the allegations themselves. They
gotcha.
Never really confirmed or anything with that. It's just that the crime show ended with they went to prison. But new evidence has come forward. That was in the crime show, by the way.
What?
The new evidence.
Oh,
thing,
the new evidence.
That they're going to get a new trial. Well, that press conference is today. Now, there are celebrities that are going to go and speak for them. And these people are, there's like this whole force of celebrities that are trying to get these guys out of prison. Rosie O'Donnell will be there.
Well,
Kim Kardashian will be.
Hold up. You have Rosie there, it's over. It's done. They're staying in.
She's going to get them out, you mean?
They're staying in prison.
Well, wait a minute.
Why is Rosie there?
I don't know. She supports them for some reason.
It seems very odd.
It does, doesn't it?
Rosie.
By the way, I am reading that a Menudo member is accusing the father of that act.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
I think he did. I think he did with these boys, too. I'm with you.
I know, right?
Something catastrophic happened for them to do this.
So anyway, because, back to Rosie. Sorry.
All right, Rosie O'Donnell, Kim Kardashian, and some of the other people are going to be...
If I'm the Menendez boys, I'm like, all right, we're done. We're screwed. We have Kim and Rosie. That's all that's supporting
now
us.
Now we're just a publicity stunt. Yeah.
You know, I didn't really look at it like that.
Yeah, they're toast.
When I read the story. But
they're staying.
You're making a lot of sense right now that if I'm the Menendez guys, I say, you know what? It's not so bad in here.
Exactly.
You get three square meals a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that bad for 35 years.
I mean, this is who's standing. You know, it reminds me of like when Trump tried to get celebrities. Remember the last election? And he's like, really? This is all I got?
You know, O.J. Simpson killed people, but at least he got Robert Kardashian.
Right.
He didn't get Kim.
Right. I mean, Rosie and Kim. Oh, you're screwed.
Yeah, I don't know why they put that out there, but that's the number one thing is Rosie O'Donnell will speak on behalf of the Menendez brothers today.
Yay! Good luck, boys!
Maybe that shows that they're broke. They can't afford anything better than Rosie, right? You know, they inherited when they killed their parents. They first thought it was a mafia hit because these guys, or the mom and dad, had been shot in the knees.
Oh,
their kneecaps had been taken off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it reeked of a mafia hit. But it turned out that it wasn't that.
Yeah.
But these guys, they inherited $14 million. Now, that was $14 million 35 years ago. So
compound the interest.
I'm not talking about compounded interest.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking about what that amount of money would be today. It's
well,
like
$30 million. They probably got like, you know what, 5% earnings on it probably. Probably in a mutual fund.
I don't know what they got on it.
Growing over the 35
years. What if you call Rosie O'Donnell? She probably knows.
Do the math.
they got $14 million. And part of the thing that was part of the investigation that was kind of put the spotlight on these boys was their spending spree after mom and dad were...
What did they buy?
They went out and bought some Rolexes.
Oh.
Matching.
Okay.
They went out and bought cars.
Nice.
Yeah. They moved into upscale condos, couldn't live in the house anymore because of the scene that had happened there. So they went and got in Marina Del Rey, I think it was.
Yeah.
And bought condos and things, you know, like that. And so the fuzz, the police, they looked.
The fuzz. Is that crime show talk, too?
Yes. Yes.
The I've fuzz. Heard
they call it the fuzz. The criminals, too.
What'd you
the
watch, criminals. Smokey and the Bandit yesterday?
All right. The popo.
That's like Miami Vice.
The popo. The popo got wind of this, or the spending spree they went on.
BJ's watching Dukes of Hazzard again.
Just the good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Look. All right. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
If you want to see Rosie O'Donnell on behalf of Menendez brothers. I don't know. What time is the press conference, Fidel? I mentioned this like 20 minutes ago, so you could look it up.
I was looking at other stuff with Rosie O'Donnell.
Right. Right.
It's 1 o'clock in L.A., so it should be 2 o'clock.
All right. All right. There you go, folks. You're up to date now. BJ and Jamie Lord. Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.